With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte today received his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, as all Montanans ages 16 and up become eligible under the state's phased distribution plan. YPR News' Kevin Trevlin reports.
It's easy.
That's all there is to it.
Gianforte got his first Pfizer shot inside of a Helena Walgreens.
I don't get like a Winnie the Pooh Band-Aid.
Nope, we get the Walgreens W.
Montana stepped into phase two of its statewide vaccine distribution plan Thursday, though most tribes and some counties had already expanded eligibility. Outside the pharmacy, Gianforte encouraged Montanans to get a shot.
The safe, effective vaccine is really our path to a better place and a normal life.
Some state leaders have gotten the shot early, saying they wanted to set an example for residents. Gianforte said he waited to get the vaccine because he didn't want to jump in front of older and higher-risk residents in accordance with Montana's plan. According to the state's vaccine dashboard, nearly 200,000 Montanans are fully immunized to date. That's about 19% of the state's population. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Montana House has passed a bill to allow people to challenge government regulations that interfere with their religious beliefs. The LGBTQ community has argued the proposed Religious Freedom Restoration Act could allow people to use their religious beliefs to challenge city ordinances that prohibit discrimination based on gender identity or expression. Supporters say that's not the case. The bill now goes to Governor Greg Gianforte. Montana has joined 31 other states in suing the U.S. Treasury Department over provisions that bar states from using federal stimulus dollars to offset tax cuts. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
Montana is set to see roughly $3 billion in federal stimulus funds through the American Rescue Plan Act, with the stipulation that the money can't be used to offset revenue reductions caused by tax cuts. Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson signed on to a lawsuit that calls this rule, quote, one of the most egregious power grabs by the federal government in the nation's history, end quote. In a letter to attorneys general last week, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said states are free to cut taxes as long as federal dollars aren't used to make up the dip in state revenue, adding it's common for Congress to include stipulations for federal funds. Montana lawmakers are proposing tax cuts for individuals and businesses this session. It's not yet clear if the state would violate the rule in question if lawmakers proceed with proposed tax cuts. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
All Montanans ages 16 and older are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. Appointments can be made through county health departments and through some pharmacies. You can search for available time slots at vaccinefinder.org. Governor Greg Gianforte received his first dose today at a Helena Walgreens.
I'm feeling great, and I would just encourage Montanans to get out and get their shot. This is our path back to normalcy.
NPR reports about 19% of Montanans are fully vaccinated. Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has signed a bill into law that bans sanctuary cities in the state. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
The policy prohibits state agencies and local governments from adopting policies that block local law enforcement from detaining undocumented immigrants sought by federal authorities. There are no sanctuary cities in Montana right now. Supporters say it's needed to protect public safety. Opponents say it perpetuates racism and racial profiling. In a news release, Gianforte said, quote, HB 200 ensures drug dealers, human traffickers, and other criminals who are in our country unlawfully will have no refuge in our state, unquote. The contentious bill passed through the legislature on party line votes. Other state and local governments that have either banned or adopted sanctuary status have faced legal challenges. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana House has killed legislation aimed at making it easier for Native Americans living on reservations to vote. The bill would have required counties to maintain an alternate election office on reservations and negotiate days and operating hours with tribes. It also would have had tribes and counties negotiate the locations of ballot drop boxes. The bill passed 53-47 on second reading Monday before failing 48-51 on Wednesday. Democratic Representative Jonathan Windy Voy of Box Elder said he voted against the bill on third reading because tribal leaders in his district opposed amendments to cut services that were included in the original bill. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Peyton Butler.